Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Archaeologists at the Delaware Division of Historical and Cultural Affairs have received a donation of pottery fragments from a private donor. This collection of fragments came from what's known as the Green Pottery Site, a historic site at a home on Main Street in Smyrna. Paul Naska is the curator of archaeology at the Division of Historical and Cultural Affairs, and he recently joined Delaware Public Media's Kelly Steele to discuss exploring this collection and Delaware's roots in redware pottery.
Hey, so tell me about this Green Pottery Site in Smyrna.
Sure. This is Kent County's earliest ceramic manufacturing site. It dates all the way back to the 1780s. With an important local community craft production center that served the Smyrna residents as well as those beyond Smyrna. In this very early time of the late colonial period and early United States.
When did it get started?
It got started as early as the 1780s. Charles Green purchased the property in 1764, but research has indicated that the pottery probably didn't get going until about the mid-1780s. It was in the family production all the way up until 1817.
How many items does the collection contain, do you know?
Well, we don't know the exact count, but it's several thousand fragments of the types of wares that were produced there on the site.
And this is clay, basically, right, that used to make the pottery, which turned red when it was fired in the kiln?
That's right. Think of a flower pot that we might put a plant in today, that's sort of that brick red color. It's a local clay that's used, and because of the iron that's in the clay, it turns red when it's exposed to heat. And if, just like a flower pot, though, if you put water in it, it's pervious. You could see that the water will soak into the pot itself. So therefore, it needs to be glazed, and all of these wares are glazed on the interior to make them impervious to liquids so that they could be used for a variety of functions in the food preparation and food cooking and food storage.
So when was this Green Pottery Site found and then finally turned over to you guys at the Delaware Division of Historical and Cultural Affairs?
So the archaeological investigation that this collection came from was actually done quite a while ago in the 1990s, 1991. And it was a partnership between avocational archaeologists, the homeowner at the time where the pottery site is located, some support from our office, a staff member from our office back in the 1990s. But the collection went home with the person who dug it up. And that individual recognizes and knows the importance of this collection and reached out to me here at the Delaware Division of Historical and Cultural Affairs and was generous enough to donate that collection to the state, where it will reside in state curation for perpetuity.
I was going to say, can people see this collection?
Currently, because it is not curated to current standards of professional standards, we're going to do that. We're going to wash all the pieces, number all the pieces, and begin to cross mend it. In other words, put some of these pots and bowls back together. And hopefully we will put these out on display at one of our state historic site museums, such as at Swannendale.
Can you tell me anything about the private donor? I mean, I don't expect you to tell me their name, of course, but
sure.
I know they're a historian and scholar of early Delaware ceramics. So tell me a little bit more about the donor.
Sure. The donor is an individual who studies, who was studying early ceramic production here in the state. We actually have a rich history of ceramic production here in the state. We have potters that were up north here in Kent County and then a little further south in Sussex. And he was studying these early colonial potters, particularly one up north and then the Charles Green here in Kent County in Smyrna. And so an archaeological investigation was initiated to help recover wares. All potters, when they produce wares, all of them don't survive the firing process. So there's always sort of these what we call wasters at pottery production sites. And when wasters are encountered, it gives a really good understanding of the types of wares and the styles of wares and the styles of decoration that were used on the wares that were produced at the site, and it gives you a really good sort of base to understand, you know, what's really out there from this potter.
Paul, as a curator of archaeology, are there any other sites in the state that have been found, maybe have yet to be found, like this green pottery site in Smyrna?
There are certainly other sites that are known, and certainly other sites that still retain archaeological integrity to them, absolutely. I can think of the William Hare Stoneware Pottery up north in Wilmington was excavated during some road construction expansion in that area. So there's certainly other sites that we have investigated archaeologically and other sites that certainly await archaeological investigation. It's best just to sort of keep them in the ground for now.
Sure. Hey, where in Smyrna do we know the exact site where the green pottery site was?
Sure. There's actually a historic marker that marks it. It's in a private residence today, and it's on Main Street in Smyrna. So if you drive down or park and walk the sidewalk, you could find the historic marker that speaks to the site of the green pottery.
I'm intrigued by archaeology. You are a curator of archaeology at the Division of Historical and Cultural Affairs. Give me your background. How long have you been doing this?
Well, I started out as a field archaeologist quite a long time ago and went to school in upstate New York, got my undergraduate degree, and then continued my studies at the College of William & Mary for a graduate degree. I worked in Virginia for quite some time and went from field archaeology to a curator. I became the curator of archaeology at Alexandria Archaeology for about 5 years before accepting a position here in the state of Delaware as the state curator.
Hey, May is Archaeology Month in Delaware. Are there any other interesting things we need to know about that are going on?
We should check out the Archaeological Society of Delaware website, the ASD. It's the advocational organization of archaeologists here in the state, and there's always a series of lectures going on at the different county chapters for Archaeology Month and throughout the year.
Anything else about the green pottery site in Smyrna that I'm not asking that you feel would be pertinent?
It's a tremendous resource, and it really represents community connections in that early period of the United States when we're really just getting off the dependence on imported European goods and turning to American-made materials. So really a quintessential all-American story.
Thanks to Paul Naska, Curator of Archaeology at Delaware's Division of Historical and Cultural Affairs, and R. Kelly Steele for their time on The Green this week. And we wrap up The Green next with Enlighten Me and a trip back to the Newark Union Church and Cemetery in Brandywine 100 to check in on restoration and preservation efforts there. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.